You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Welcome, everybody. Hi, everybody. It's us again. It's me, Tanya.
I'm Dorothy.
And we're the Real Wives in Radio. And we need to have some taglines, like
I know.
Housewives.
I got to think. You had a good one.
I have a good one.
Are you ready to reveal? Because I don't have mine yet. I need to work on it still.
Okay. Now I need to remember what it is.
It's something like, you love love.
Okay, yeah, okay. So if you know me, you know that I love love. Like, I do. Like, I love cheesy love. I love romantic love. I just love love. I love everybody to love
each
other.
She loves it to the point where she will cry if something sweet just happens on TV.
Yes.
Yeah. Or you're a sweet story.
And I'm that girl that, like, if you give, like, two drinks, like, I love everybody, you know? that's me. And there was even a whole thing when we were on the AJ show together that was, like, a whole thing about me loving love. Yeah. Or I said it on camera. I don't know. I embarrassed myself in some way. But so my tagline, if I were a housewife, a real housewife for Bravo in this second, would be, I love love, but that doesn't mean I love you. Because if you also know me, you know that I have a very, like, other side, right? Classic Gemini.
Yep. Yep.
That, like, will cut a...
Don't cross her. Don't
cut
cross
a bee
her.
If you cross me. Exactly, mm-hmm. Right? You've seen that side, right?
I definitely have. I do not want to be on that receiving end. Trust.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, that would be my tagline. We need to think of one for you.
I know. I got to think of one.
If you are listening and you know Dorothy and everything she's about, let's create one for her, because we need one, because then we're not ready to be a housewife for Bravo.
I know. God, we got to come over there. Hey, but you know what? I am just, I do have a little bone to pick with you, because you were late to this podcast recording.
I know. Okay, so I was almost late because I was at home catching up on my reality shows, which I love.
We both love reality shows.
I'm just going to say it. I don't know if I'm proud about it. I'm not proud, I guess, because it's trash, but I'm going to own it, right?
Yes.
And I'm into this new reality show called Cartel Crew.
Okay. Now, okay. Is that the one that's on MTV or the one that's on VH1?
It's on VH1. It just started. It's three episodes in. And what it is, it follows the sons and daughters of people who have been, like, in the Colombian cartel.
So, like, any famous people we know? I mean, like, Pablo Escobar. That's the most famous Colombian cartel person I know.
Well, that I knew, no. But it did put me up on somebody who's infamous for sure for mm-hmm. the things that she did, which is, like, blew my mind even more because it's a woman. I know it sounds bad, but, like, I just, you know, I'm not used to, like, let me tell you.
Having a female drug lord.
And I'm not trying to glorify this lifestyle at all, but it definitely is fascinating, intriguing. Yeah. Like,
dude, I am obsessed with all that true crime, all the narco story. Like, I am right now, currently, every single day, I read updates on the El Chapo trial because I'm so into it. Like, I can't believe what happens in real life.
You guys, she literally every, like, almost every day that I see her, oh my God, are you caught up on El Chapo? No, girl, I'm sorry, I'm not.
It's real life narcos.
I know, which, did you watch that?
I watched Narcos, yeah,
okay,
for sure.
Okay, I've never seen
both
it,
seasons,
so maybe that's why
all
I'm
the
not.
Seasons.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Cartel Crew, the main guy is Griselda Blanco's son, and she was known as, like, the queen of cocaine or the mm-hmm. godmother of cocaine, and she's Colombian. I don't know. She had, like, over so many 200 assassinations.
Like, she killed 200 people?
It's been said.
Wow.
Yeah, and she's killed two of her husbands. She was married three times. Yeah, like it's not that's not cool, right?
No.
But I'm just saying, like, I was going down a rabbit hole in her Wikipedia.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
you do
for sure.
At least
of course.
I do.
You want to know everything about that person that they're talking about.
Everything, and then it came full circle. But I'm reading about this woman, and I'm like, man, why isn't there a documentary or a movie made about her? You know, like I want to know more about her. And then I find out that someone was going to play her in a movie that was never made. Can you guess who it is?
Okay. I guess the one person, okay, I did see a quick picture of her, and she does look like, what's the lady's name who killed Selena? Yolanda? That's who she looks
we hate.
Like.
She does look,
she does.
She does look like Yolanda, for
right?
sure. She does, absolutely.
Is it that same lady?
It's not the same lady, but the same circle of people.
So somebody from the Selena movie? Her, the girl who played the sister? Who played Selena's sister? Selena's mom.
Keep going.
Selena's mom?
Keep going.
Her dad?
Listen to me when I said that this came full circle for me.
Jennifer Lopez?
Yes.
Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. No freaking way. And we both love J-Lo, but you love J-Lo.
Obsessed. She's my
shut
top. Jennifer Lopez, Dorothy.
Wow, I can't imagine her playing that lady, though.
I know, which that's why it would be so, like, kind of like, remember when Charlize Theron played Eileen
yeah.
Wuornos or something from Monster,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
I feel like it would be like that kind of situation.
Oh, she would get real ugly.
She would get real ugly.
She'd finally get her Oscar.
You know?
Yes! Okay, I'm here for it.
I don't know. Thank you.
What happened?
This was a couple years ago. This was like in 2015. And then they were saying that they're going to make like an HBO series about her as well with Catherine Zeta-Jones. And then there was a feud because they both wanted to come out with it. And then nothing ever happened.
Dude, this is insane.
So now I'm is the cartel involved?
Conspiracy. Hey, if they're listening, yeah, all positive things about her, yeah? I don't want to die.
Oh, my God. Anyway, Cartel Crew is my new jam along with Real Housewives.
Oh, man.
Vanderpump Rules, the rest.
I'm so behind on all of our shows.
What do you mean?
I haven't been... Okay. So,
what do you mean, girl?
Confession.
This is our thing.
Confession. I know. We're always up to date on all of, you know, the Real Housewives, Vanderpump Rules, all that stuff, all our reality shows. But Love and Hip Hop, too. I'm super behind on that.
It's getting good.
But so, you know, I've moved in with Steven's parents because our house is getting remodeled.
Right.
So we've been living in their garage that they redid into like a granny flat and stuff like that. But the only downside is I haven't been able to watch my shows because I want, like, I am scared to let them see my DVR list because it is so ratchet. It is so ratchet. Like, all the seasons of Love and Hip Hop I watch, you know, and right now is the New York one and the Miami one, but I haven't been able to catch up with that. Atlanta, I barely just caught up with the last three episodes, but I missed like six of them in between, you know, and they're on vacation right now, so that's the only reason why.
That's what I was going to say. I'm like, well, why did you just watch them? But that makes sense. Wait,
that's
okay,
why.
Hold up. So you are not, how long have you been living with your in-laws now, by the way?
Like since the beginning of the month, since the beginning of January.
Because you're remodeling your home.
Yeah,
like redoing the entire
redoing
thing.
It was completely gutted. We had a flood from the rainstorm in San Diego. Like, our house just wasn't built very well.
Yeah.
So that was kind of the last straw of, hey, you know what? We've been talking about this remodel. Let's just do it. So, we completely tore the house apart. It's in frames right now. They just put up the framing for the bathrooms, the new rooms. It's insane. Like, I don't know a thing about this. And I'm thankful that my mother-in-law does, because she's been helping me out.
I'm sorry. I'm not even on that level. I don't even know.
Like, I have a book of just tiles, Tanya. Of just tiles.
I can't even imagine all the decisions.
Who am I?
Okay, but has it been fun a little bit?
It's been fun, but it's been stressful, because it's like, doing a remodel is like going to college and having your professor say, write an essay, a paper about anything.
Oh, yeah, no.
Like, how do you start? Mm-hmm. Where do you start? What do you know?
No.
And there's stupid things that you have to pick out, like the color of freaking grout. Like, who cares? Like, I didn't know that was a thing. And there's like a bajillion colors to choose from.
Isn't grout just one color?
Girl, that's what I thought. But no, you have to get, so like, if you get a darker tile, then you should probably go a darker color grout, or you know, just whatever. And then there's what do you call it, baseboards. Apparently there's a whole bunch of different options for baseboards, like how high you want it, how thick, if you want a little curvy thing at the top. Like, who the F cares?
Again, like, I don't even know what baseboards are.
That's a little board along the bottom, like outside. It's at
like
the very
trim.
Yeah, it's like the trim from the floor into the wall. That's a baseboard. And then up top from the wall into the ceiling, it's the crown molding. Like, so there's that stuff. And then you don't realize it's super, super expensive. Like, we have to buy a new front door. Girl, that thing.
How much? Tell me, range.
Like,
a front door.
A front door. If you go to Home Depot or Lowe's, you can probably get one for like $600, $700 on the cheaper end. But if you want one that has like a little nice design, Steven really likes like the Spanish style.
Oh, he's bougie.
Oh, he has all the opinions, by the way.
Oh my gosh.
That has like a little speakeasy door. That's the one where a little window opens. Like,
yeah,
it's super cute.
That's cool.
But those doors like started $1,000, you know? So it's just, it's a lot.
Take a deep breath, sis. Take a deep breath.
I know. You know. Thank you.
I got to take one for you.
I know. And we have had, Stephen and I have gotten into a fight. I mean, they say if you can last through a remodel, then you're going to be solid. But it's just, he says he has no opinions, but then he has all the opinions, you know? And I should be grateful. I am grateful that he actually wants to be involved and that he is involved.
For sure,
you know?
Yes.
But we do just butt heads sometimes. And thank God his mom she's a good buffer for us, you know? It's like, there was a time when we got into a really bad fight just a couple weeks ago, and I wanted to go off on him. But his mom was there, and I was like, dude, I can't do that in front of his mom.
Thank God for mom.
She, like, I don't want to be, like, super mean to him, because, you know, but I don't want to, like, just, you know, you're in the heat of it, and you just want to yell at him.
I love how we tiptoe. When mom's around, we, like, tiptoe, make sure we treat the prince right.
Yes. But it's been good. The house is...
Overall,
it's been good. But there have been a couple little challenges with living with your parents again, you know?
Oh my gosh, I can't even imagine. I've met Steven's parents, they're lovely people.
The best.
So you're in good hands, but still, it's like, I love my mom to death.
Right.
I don't even know how it would be like moving back in with my mom.
Right,
because
remember the freedom you felt when you first moved out?
So different.
Like, I don't have to make my bed, you know?
Right, I clean my bra right there. Yeah.
So it's been, we had to have a roommate meeting.
Hold up. You had to have a roommate meeting with
Steven's parents.
Okay.
Yeah. So
about
housekeeping stuff.
Oh.
And I was like, you know, like when you get that text, it's dreaded, because it's like, oh man, you automatically feel like you're in trouble again.
Yeah.
Like, no matter how old you are, it's just like, oh great, like what did I do? Like, you're going in your head, like, what happened, you know?
Yeah.
And so Steven's dad, who I love to death, he just was like, it was awkward a little bit because, you know, it's just me and him in the house. I had come home from work and he's like, hey, so let's just do this and get this out of the way real quick. I was like, all right, cool. Like, what's going on?
Oh, no.
And he's like, y'all can't keep that room like that. You know, like y'all just got to clean it up. Just you're grown up. You're grown adults. And I was like, oh, yeah, Dad, I know. You know,
damn.
I know. And I felt bad because we had just moved in. And then a couple days later, we had to leave to go to Mammoth. So the room was a mess. Like,
okay.
We had stuff in boxes. Yeah. Like the bed wasn't made. Yeah. So I totally get that. Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. And still so awkward. Still,
of course, still awkward. And it's just like, I'm doing this solo. Like, where's my husband?
Where was he though?
He was at work.
Of course.
Yeah. And then so then we left. We recently went to Sonoma to visit some friends, but before I left, I made sure I had cleaned like I tidied things up. I made the bed, I put up the Murphy bed, I put the furniture back, you know.
Okay.
I put stuff away, but of course I come home and we had to have another roommate.
No, yes. Dorothy.
I know.
Why?
I know. Because it wasn't tidy enough.
Dorothy.
I thought it was. So it's like, oh, man. I did feel bad, but I was just like, oh, man. I got to remember. I'm super grateful for this opportunity. Yep. I'm glad to have a free place to stay while our house is getting remodeled. They're super helpful and everything.
Yeah.
But, you know, and it's. You just have to, it's their house.
Yeah.
I have to abide by their rules, for sure. You know, I get that.
Not only is it their house, it's your in-law.
I know.
You know? It's like if you were staying with like, even like somebody who just let you, like somebody who let you rent their room, you'd want to be that way. You
exactly.
know? Even more
exactly.
so with your in-laws.
Exactly. So that's our cleanliness has been a challenge, you know?
Damn.
So, but, you know, and I think it is safe to say my in-laws just went on a 2-week vacation.
Okay.
And
they're on vacation right now?
They're on vacation
right now.
And my sweet father-in-law, like, sent a text. It was like, hey, I think this break comes at a good time for all of us.
Oh, damn. I'm over here thinking about you like, damn, that must be hard to move in with your in-laws. But it's probably hard for the parents to have their kids move in.
I know.
Especially when they're a hot mess.
Girl, I know. When they try so hard not to be.
Oh, Dorothy. Oh, man. Well, props to you for just remaining grateful. Like you have said, you're grateful that you have a roof over your head.
Yep.
Very sweet in-laws.
Supportive in-laws.
No, can you imagine, which a lot of people I know, I almost went down that path, have in-laws.
That they hate.
Who don't get along.
Right.
They're not good people.
Right.
They wouldn't be okay with you staying there.
No.
You know?
No. One of my sisters, I don't want to speak on it, but.
Oh, but you
she's
are.
We all spill all the tea, sis. But, you know, it's that situation that you're describing, you know? And I'm super duper fortunate that my in-laws are not just only the best and they're kind to me, but they're just super supportive. Like, I guarantee you, my father-in-law will hear this because he supports everything that we do, you know? Like, every podcast that comes out, he'll listen. Any show, any comedy show that Steven has coming up that he can go to, he goes to. Like, they're just that type of parents that are just super supportive no matter what you do and what dream you have. They're there.
They're good people.
They are.
Good
they're
people.
Really good people.
And your father-in-law has a great voice.
Oh, yeah. He's a really good singer, you guys.
Yeah, he sang for Dorothy's wedding. I was so emotional. I can't even imagine I'm sure my father-in-law would do the same if he could.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was just so beautiful. So many layers of goodness.
His name is John English, and he sings on every other Friday night once it starts to get warm at the Wine Pub in Point Loma. So go see him because it is so much fun.
And it's so romantic.
Yeah.
We'll have to remind everybody when it comes time because it's just such a good date night. Remember when we met?
That was super fun.
Date. Yeah, triple date or there was a few people.
There was a couple. Yeah, it was a couple couples.
Oh, well, God, I hope that. Well, so what's our solution? Because, okay, so you got the roommate situation out. You're being a little more tidy.
Yes.
Okay. Now let's get back to the TV shows.
How
are we gonna fix that problem?
Dude, how do I? I can't let them know how ratchet I am.
Okay, wait. Is there a TV in the room?
There is a TV in the room, but it's a shared DVR.
Oh,
you know?
I see.
So it's
Do they use the DVR?
Girl, you know what's on their DVR list?
What is it?
Nightly News with Brian blah blah blah, this and this with Lester Holt. Like, it's all the news.
Love that.
And like a couple sitcoms here and there, but it's
but
just,
definitely not Love and Hip Hop.
It's like
Housewives.
When I was younger, I grew up super strict parents. Mm-hmm. My uncle lived with me right before he went and got married, and we dreaded it because he was so strict. Like, he would not let us listen to Z90 because he didn't like rap music. So when we came home from school, we would turn it on, but then right before he came home, we had to turn the station to Kixi.
I love that.
So, you know, like, I feel like it's kind of the same sitch. Like, okay, let me watch my trash shows, and then delete them when I'm done.
I've always had like TV freedom, so I've never realized how lucky I am to have TV freedom.
And honestly, I'm probably making this a way bigger deal than it is. You know, like, they probably don't care.
You're right. Actually, I didn't think about that. They probably don't. And you're probably going to get a text right now saying, listen.
Watch your shows,
watch
girl.
Watch your shows. God damn.
I know. I just got caught up on Portia and Candy's drama on The Housewives.
Oh, my. Ooh, that's a good juicy drama.
I know, which I hate to say it, but I'm team Portia on that.
I kind of am, too. I don't want to give it away if nobody's caught up yet. So, but yeah, Portia and Candy do have a pretty big fight again.
Yeah.
And I'm on Portia's side this time.
Yeah.
Has she had her baby, by the way?
I don't think so. Let's look right now. I don't know if I like her baby daddy, though, but it's too late now.
I know. That's a whole nother.
And, you know, I am kind of missing Kenya this season.
A little bit.
Don't you?
I mean, I didn't ever like her.
Yes.
But it would have been nice to A, see her baby journey.
Right.
And two, see her baby daddy husband journey.
Yeah, Mark Daly.
We barely saw any of him.
Yeah.
And she caused a lot of drama. So.
She did. Oh no, she's in her second trimester. I feel like she's been pregnant forever.
Me.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh. How do you know? Where'd you see that?
I saw it on Bravo. Let's see what the date of this article was. No, January 20th. She says she's barely in her second trimester.
Oh my gosh.
She's still got a few more months to go. I know. Anyways, baby update. Speaking of which, let's segue into that.
Baby update?
Yeah.
Baby situation?
How's everything? I mean, how's everything been going? Steven and I are still trying.
Okay.
We've been trying. I think our parents will be super happy when they've, you know, when they get another grandkid, on both sides.
Yeah.
But what about you guys?
Well, baby update. You know, good old Aunt Flo visited me this last weekend. I know.
That's the worst. I mean, I think everyone who's trying to conceive can go through that. Like,
it really is a whole thing.
It is.
It's an emotional roller coaster, right?
Absolutely it is.
It's like, I've been going through this for months now, and it's just such, and I just spoke with somebody too, a really good friend of mine who's like just starting too, and she's just like, I don't understand. You go your entire life trying so hard to not get pregnant.
Yes.
And then the second that you try, it ain't that easy.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, man. Like, I get it. Dude, my best friend, Mal, he's expecting a baby with his girlfriend.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah, so we're super happy and excited for them. And he's like, bro, because we call each other bro.
You do.
Yo, you guys need to get pregnant already. Let's have these babies together, like, so we're not going through this ourselves.
Yeah.
Like, what? It's like, fool, don't you wish? Like, don't you think I wish if I could be pregnant, I'd be pregnant right now? Like, it's so much easier said than done.
I know.
You know?
I've noticed that a lot of guys, well, a lot of people in general say comments like that. But it's like, if you only knew, like, what I do daily, like, to try so hard, you know, or all the things I look up or all the symptoms I'm feeling that are not really symptoms or all the medicines I take or vitamins or the foods that I eat to get pregnant, you know?
And
I understand that their intentions are good, but sometimes it's not the best timing.
Yeah.
Or, you know, so yeah, Aunt Flo visited me this weekend. I definitely had a moment. I had a really hard cry. I was telling you this earlier, Dorothy, I had this like I was in the bathroom and I didn't want JJ to see that I was hurting because that's a whole nother thing. Like, I just feel that for him, he must feel so bad seeing his wife go through this every single month. So I had this like hard cry into the towel, you know, where you're just like,
yeah,
crying because I didn't want him to hear me. And then of course, when I cry, like my whole face is red. So of course he was like, I know you're crying. He's like, aww, come here. And then, like, you know, cry for like an hour and then like made myself get up and say, it's going to be okay. I trust my body. I know it'll come, you know, eventually. And I had to just step outside. Like I needed like air and the sunlight. I needed something to make me happy. So I went to the farmer's market and had a good day and I'm okay now, you know?
Yeah.
But I know that it's not like that every month, you know?
Yeah, it is tough, you know? Like, when you think, like, oh, like, this is it. Like, I have a feeling, like, this is it. I can feel myself ovulating and, like, yo, JJ, come home right now. Yep, you know, like, I'm definitely calling Steven like that. Yeah. Like, it needs to happen now, you know? And then you have the... like your day that your period's supposed to come and it's not there. And so you get a little hopeful, you know, and they're like, yes, yes. And the next day doesn't happen. So it's okay. I'm going to let myself be a little bit more excited. Yeah. And then like the third or fourth day comes and then you get your period and it's the biggest blow, you know?
It really is. Yeah. Yeah. And I think for me, it's been really hard where I'm just like trying to stay positive and it's like I've recently realized that I get really anxious the week that like my period is supposed to come. Mm-hmm. Like I call it period anxiety because I know that it could or could not come, you know, and I don't want it to come, but I know that it could come. So I'm preparing myself, hoping that it doesn't, you know, but if it does, I want to be okay. Like it's a whole mind fuck. I'm gonna go ahead and say it.
Yeah, no,
you know what I mean. And it's just a whole thing. So I was telling you too earlier, last year in like October, November, I recently took Clomid, which is used to help you ovulate. For a lot of women who have PCOS, like myself, I do have PCOS.
What is PCOS?
Polycystic ovary syndrome. And there are a couple things that could let the doctors know that you have this. Mm-hmm. But like I've not been totally diagnosed. It's still like we think you'd have PCOS, so let's try this. So I wasn't ovulating, so they had me try Clomid, and that was in October. And I think that when I tried Clomid, I really got my hopes up, and I was like, this is it. Like, this is it. The Band-Aid fixed, ready to go. And when I got my period while I was on Clomid, horrible. I was not ready for that. I was super let down. I went into this depressed state for like a month, and then I told myself, I can't do this every month. I cannot be depressed like this every month. I can't. So I just made myself look at things differently, and just like I said, I gotta trust my body, you know, and just keep it moving.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's where I'm at now. Now I'm Monday, I did start a new medication called metformin. It's actually a medication for people who have diabetes.
Oh.
But it's also used along with Clomid for people with PCOS. So.
Oh, okay.
Wish me luck.
Yeah. Fingers crossed, you know? And I really do believe that. Like, you're going to be such a good freaking mom. Yeah. And I have no doubt that it's going to happen for you and JJ one way or another. And I can't freaking wait. I can't wait for it, you know?
No, it's weird. I keep saying, like, I truly feel, like, in my bones that I will be okay, that it's going to happen. It's just, like, taking a while for me. I don't know what
it's frustrating.
It's so frustrating. I don't know what it is. There's still a lot of steps that we need to take. So we're not, like, there yet where there's no hope, right?
Yeah.
Even when there's no hope, there is hope. But I just know that it's going to be okay. Whatever that means for me, I just know it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
So you should have seen me yesterday. I was when I was starting my medication for the first time. It's a big old horse pill too. You saw it.
I did.
You saw it. They're huge pills.
How are you gonna swallow that?
Yeah. And I'm not even like, I don't even like medication. I'm not even into taking medication. Yeah. But of course, I'm going to try it if it's going to help me have a baby. So I, it's a huge pill. And I was like in my kitchen by myself. Nobody else was there. And I'm like, all right, metformin, you're going to work for my body. You are going to be good to my body. You're going to help me from the inside out. You're gonna be nice to me. You're not gonna give me any side effects. You're not gonna make me dizzy, nauseous, diarrhea, none of it. You're gonna be
nice.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry.
You were ready for that.
I wasn't ready.
It's a side effect. And so, damn. So, and I was just like, you know, just almost like
Yo, you got the runs right now, though?
No. I swear I haven't actually. Good news. Okay, it's only day two, but I haven't had any of those symptoms, so that's good, right? But yeah, I am just setting an intention before I take that pill.
Like an affirmation, right?
For sure, yeah. And I was telling it, I'm the boss.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
You're going to work. Where are those pills at?
I hope so. They're in my bag somewhere.
It will work.
Yeah, so that's where I'm at. Sorry, that was a lot, but that's the truth.
Right? No, and I think a lot of women experience it too, you know? I have a friend, one of them, who had gone through a few miscarriages, you know, and she actually shared with us, like, the same emotions, the same feelings, like, what is wrong with my body? Like, why isn't this happening, you know? And it's like, it's not... There's nothing wrong with your body. It's just like, it's got to happen. It's got to happen, you know? And feeling disappointed and all that stuff. So it's stay positive, right?
You absolutely have to. If you don't stay positive, you will be a wreck. I was there, you know? I was there. You know, I've been there, you know? And I can't go back there. And I was also telling you this, that... You know, I have noticed that my period is more regular.
Positive.
And you know, just like everything is looking better than it was before. So that's a positive, you know.
I don't know.
Hopefully that means that my body's just better, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I even look at on my phone. What do you see? Oh, wait, hold on. Let me clear that.
I was like, what was that?
What's on my phone?
I trust my body. Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I have to see that every day.
Yeah.
I have to see that every day because I do trust it.
And don't be too hard on yourself, because I know you get so hard on yourself too, Tons. I know you do.
I know.
Don't do that.
It's just hard, especially... It's just hard when you think you're doing the right things or you're making little sacrifices here and there. And I don't know. I will say, like, I did sit there in my bed crying, and I was just like, what's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? I just want to know. If my body could only talk, like, I would want it to just tell me what is wrong, you know, so that I could feed it whatever it is, you know, or do whatever it takes to make it better, you know? So hopefully nothing is wrong, and it's just timing, and right now God just is... putting me through all this stuff to like make me grow into a better person. I don't know. That's all I can think of, you know.
Trust, right?
Just trust. Oh my God, sorry. Now I need a deep breath.
Let's take it together.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, thanks for asking.
I love you, Todd.
And you and Steven?
We're good. We're good. It's like I said, like, yo, where you at? Let's go. It's that time.
Yeah.
You know,
and
the rest of the time, I'm like, get away. No, I'm kidding.
Well, you guys are building a house together.
I know.
Literally from the tiles to the, what's that, baseboards to the...
Right? The grout, like the stupid grout color. The stupid grout color.
One thing that has been fun about remodeling your home.
Seeing my kitchen, what my kitchen is gonna be, is so exciting.
Oh my gosh, because you
know I like to cook.
Yeah.
And before I didn't have a kitchen. It's a galley kitchen. And if you don't know what a galley kitchen is, it's a hallway that just has a stove and a few cabinets on one side.
I didn't even know that had a name. A galley kitchen?
Yeah. So we had no room. Like, you can't have more than one person in that little hallway cooking, you know? So we knocked down one of the bedrooms, opened up the living space. And so now I'm actually going to have a full-size kitchen. We're going to get some new appliances. I'm going to have a kitchen island, which I'm super...
An island?
Yeah,
girl. I'm moving on up. Oh, my gosh. Yes. I'm so happy for you.
Yeah, once it's all done, I think it should be done. They say 12 weeks, and that was kind of like towards the end of... Like, they started working on Christmas week. So hopefully it'll be done by April. You know, by the beginning of April.
Okay, by April.
Yeah, and then we can have a little housewarming.
Girl, you know I'll be there.
Yeah, so.
Cool, well, I'm glad to hear that even though things are a little awkward right now for you, things are still good at the end of the day.
They are.
You know,
it's all positive.
All positive things. Yeah, good. Yeah. All right, well... until next week.
Yes.
Right? This is fun.
This was fun. I'm glad. I mean, it always makes me smile when we get to catch up like this.
I know. You know? I know. I mean, if you're listening to this, it's like, I forgot we're recording a podcast. This is just our conversation. Good luck with the in-laws.
Thank you.
Cindy and John, if you guys are listening, we do love you.
Yes, you're the best.
Especially Dorothy.
You're the best. Thank you so much for everything.
Yes. Seriously, thank you, because it could be worse. Because if you guys were mean to her, then I'd be hearing about it. And I don't want to hear about it, okay?
We got enough problems, though. I'm just kidding.
Until next week, you can follow me on Instagram at I'm Tanya Gonzalez.
I am at Dorothy On Air.
You can follow us together in our podcast at Real Wives in Radio.
Yes.
And also find our podcast
on radio.com. Like and subscribe. I think we should be up on iTunes by now. There's a whole approval process that apparently takes a lot longer than I thought. So we will be on there soon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bye.
Whoa. Okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing!